Texte numéro 79. Tesco's move to cut food waste is just a small step in the right direction. The amount of food waste produced across Tesco's supply chain makes for pretty uncomfortable reading. More than two-thirds of bagged salad is wasted between the field and our homes. Almost half of all bakery goods and 40% of apples are dumped without reaching a mouth. And the retailer generated 28,000 tons of wasted food in the first 6 months of the year. It is therefore clear that the supermarket chain needs to do more to bring its waste levels down. On the face of it, the amount of food wasted in stores is relatively small. Only 4% of bakery products and 1% of bagged salad and bananas are thrown out in shops without being sold. The areas where the majority of the waste is produced are in the field, during production, and, most of all, in the home. As Tesco has acknowledged, ludicrously cheap promotions can lead to a lot of waste at home for perishable foods. While it might seem like a good idea to pick up several bags of salad when you spot the buy one, get one free deal, your masses of salad won't look quite as appetizing when it starts to go brown a few days later. Tesco has already pledged to stop offering multi-buys on larger packs and will introduce resealable bags for all salad products, which should keep them fresh in your fridge for longer. Conservative MP Laura Sandys said Tesco's decision to reconsider its promotions was a move in the right direction. "Products are being sold in promotions that are bigger than people need," she said. But supermarkets also need to make sure they are cutting down on food waste further up the supply chain. About half of the wasted salad is lost before it even hits the shops, and supermarkets need to do a lot more to reduce waste in the field and during processing. This routinely happens when supermarkets refuse to take perfectly edible items from suppliers for cosmetic reasons. Up to 40% of crops can be wasted for the retailer's cosmetic reasons. If beans are too long or too short, they are refused, said Nikki, a campaigner against food waste. "What we need is more transparency on the food waste that occurs further up the food chain," she said. Tesco's decision to publish these figures is undeniably an important step forward, but numerous reports have cast light on the pressing need to bring down food waste levels. While we as consumers have to recognise our part in this, a large share of the responsibility falls to the supermarkets themselves. Adapted from The Guardian, October 2013.